fool's gold. You have given considerable study to the Bible, haven't you, Mr. Bryan? Darrow began his cross-examination of my husband, and my heart sank. I could see the ridicule coming a mile away. Darrow's colleague, Arthur Hayes, pushy as New York Jews can be, had shocked the throng of 3,000 on the lawn outside the courthouse, where the judge had moved the proceedings, when he announced, "The defense desires to call Mr. Bryan as a witness." My poor dear William jumped to the bait, certain his eloquence could stand up to Darrow's mocking. Oh, the lure of defending Christianity from heathens, glittering like false gold before his dazzled eyes. How I remember the way he moved the crowd to the Coliseum in Chicago with his cross of gold, and how he persuaded millions of readers with his reasoned arguments in The Commoner. But he was no match for this circus master. And then that snob, Mencken, nailed his coffin shut. He seemed like a poor clod, like those around him, he wrote, deluded by his childish theology, full of an almost pathological hatred of all learning.